Psalms chapter 131. Lamento Domine. A prayer for the fulfilling of the promise made to David. 131:1. A gradual canticle. O Lord, remember David, and all his meekness. 131:2. How he swore to the Lord, he vowed a vow to the God of Jacob. 131:3. If I shall enter into the tabernacle of my house, if I shall go up into the bed wherein I lie. 131:4. If I shall give sleep to my eyes, or slumber to my eyelids. 131:5. Or rest to my temples, until I find out a place for the Lord, a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. 131:6. Behold, we have heard of it in Ephrata. We have found it in the fields of the wood. We have heard of it in Ephrata. When I was young, and lived in Bethlehem, otherwise called Ephrata, I heard of God's tabernacle and ark, and had a devout desire of seeking it. And accordingly I found it at Kiriath-Jearim, the city of the woods, where it was till it was removed to Jerusalem. See 1 part 13. 131:7. We will go into his tabernacle. We will adore in the place where his feet stood. 131:8. Arise, O Lord, into thy resting place, thou and the ark, which thou hast sanctified. 131:9. Let thy priests be clothed with justice, and let thy saints rejoice. 131:10. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thy anointed. 131:11. The Lord hath sworn truth to David, and he will not make it void. Of the fruit of thy womb I will set upon thy throne. 131:12. If thy children will keep my covenant, and these my testimonies which I shall teach them, their children also forevermore shall sit upon thy throne. 131:13. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath chosen it for his dwelling. 131:14. This is my rest forever and ever. Here will I dwell, for I have chosen it. 131:15. Blessing I will bless her widow. I will satisfy her poor with bread. 131:16. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall rejoice with exceeding great joy. 131:17. There will I bring forth a horn to David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. 131:18. His enemies I will clothe with confusion, but upon him shall my sanctification flourish. Psalms chapter 132. Et equam bonum. The happiness of brotherly love and concord. 132:1. A gradual canticle of David. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. 132:2. Like the precious ointment on the head, that ran down upon the beard of Aaron, which ran down to the skirt of his garment. 132:3. As the dew of Hermon, which descendeth upon Mount Zion. For there the Lord hath commanded blessing, and life forevermore. Psalms chapter 133. Et nunc benedicit. An exhortation to praise God continually. 133:1. A gradual canticle. Behold now bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. 133:2. In the night lift up your hands to the holy places, and bless ye the Lord. 133:3. May the Lord out of Zion bless thee, he that made heaven and earth. Psalms chapter 134. Laudate nomen. An exhortation to praise God. The vanity of idols. 134:1. Alleluia. Praise ye the name of the Lord. O you his servants, praise the Lord. 134:2. You that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. 134:3. Praise ye the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing ye to his name, for it is sweet. 134:4. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, Israel for his own possession. 134:5. For I have known that the Lord is great, and our God is above all gods. 134:6. Whatsoever the Lord pleased he hath done, in heaven, in earth, in the sea, and in all the deeps. 134:7. He bringeth up clouds from the end of the earth. He hath made lightnings for the rain. He bringeth forth winds out of his stores. 134:8. He slew the firstborn of Egypt from man even unto beast. 134:9. He sent forth signs and wonders in the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his servants. 134:10. He smote many nations, and slew mighty kings. 134:11. Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og king of Basan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. 134:12. And gave their land for an inheritance to his people Israel. 134:13. Thy name, O Lord, is forever. Thy memorial, O Lord, unto all generations. 134:14. For the Lord will judge his people, and will be entreated in favor of his servants. 134:15. The idols of the Gentiles are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. 134:16. They have a mouth, but they speak not. They have eyes, but they see not. 134:17. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. 134:18. Let them that make them be like to them, and every one that trusteth in them. 134:19. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. 134:20. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. 134:21. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwelleth in Jerusalem. Psalms chapter 135. Can fight me by domino. God is to be praised for his wonderful works. 135:1. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. By this invitation to praise the Lord, thrice repeated, we profess the blessed Trinity, one God in three distinct persons, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. 135:2. Praise ye the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:3. Praise ye the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:4. Who alone doth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:5. Who made the heavens in understanding, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:6. Who established the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:7. Who made the great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:8. The sun to rule the day, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:9. The moon and the stars to rule the night, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:10. Who smote Egypt with their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:11. Who brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:12. With a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:13. Who divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:14. And brought out Israel through the midst thereof, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:15. And overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:16. Who led his people through the desert, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:17. Who smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:18. And slew strong kings, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:19. Sihon king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:20. And Og king of Basan, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:21. And he gave their land for an inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:22. For an inheritance to his servant Israel, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:23. For he was mindful of us in our affliction, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:24. And he redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:25. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:26. Give glory to the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. 135:27. Give glory to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms chapter 136. Superflumina. The lamentation of the people of God in their captivity in Babylon. A psalm of David, for the time of Jeremias, and the captivity of Babylon. 136:1. Upon the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, when we remembered Zion. 136:2. On the willows in the midst thereof we hung up our instruments. 136:3. For there they that led us into captivity required of us the words of songs, and they that carried us away, said, "Sing ye to us a hymn of the songs of Sun." 136:4. How shall we sing the song of the Lord in a strange land? 136:5. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand be forgotten. 136:6. Let my tongue cleave to my jaws, if I do not remember thee, if I make not Jerusalem the beginning of my joy. 136:7. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom, in the day of Jerusalem, who say, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. 136:8. O daughter of Babylon, miserable, blessed shall he be who shall repay thee thy payment which thou hast paid us. 136:9. Blessed be he that shall take and dash thy little ones against the rock. Dash thy little ones, etc. In the spiritual sense, we dash the little ones of Babylon against the rock, when we mortify our passions, and stifle the first motions of them, by a speedy recourse to the rock which is Christ. Psalms chapter 137. Confiteor tibi. Thanksgiving to God for his benefits. 137:1. For David himself. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. For thou hast heard the words of my mouth. I will sing praise to thee in the sight of the angels. 137:2. I will worship towards thy holy temple, and I will give glory to thy name. For thy mercy, and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy holy name above all. 137:3. In what day soever I shall call upon thee, hear me. Thou shalt multiply strength in my soul. 137:4. May all the kings of the earth give glory to thee, for they have heard all the words of thy mouth. 137:5. And let them sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. 137:6. For the Lord is high, and looketh on the low, and the high he knoweth afar off. 137:7. If I shall walk in the midst of tribulation, thou wilt quicken me, and thou hast stretched forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand hath saved me. 137:8. The Lord will repay for me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. O despise not the works of thy hands. Psalms chapter 138. Domain, probasti. God's special providence over his servants. 138:1. Unto the end, a psalm of David. Lord, thou hast proved me, and known me. 138:2. Thou hast known my sitting down, and my rising up. 138:3. Thou hast understood my thoughts afar off. My path and my line thou hast searched out. 138:4. And thou hast foreseen all my ways. For there is no speech in my tongue. There is no speech, etc. Viz. Unknown to thee. Or when there is no speech in my tongue, yet my whole interior and my most secret thoughts are known to thee. 138:5. Behold, O Lord, thou hast known all things, the last and those of old. Thou hast formed me, and hast laid thy hand upon me. 138:6. Thy knowledge is become wonderful to me. It is high, and I cannot reach to it. 138:7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy face? 138:8. If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I descend into hell, thou art present. 138:9. If I take my wings early in the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. 138:10. Even there also shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. 138:11. And I said, perhaps darkness shall cover me, and night shall be my light in my pleasures. 138:12. But darkness shall not be dark to thee, and night shall be light all the day. The darkness thereof, and the light thereof are alike to thee. 138:13. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast protected me from my mother's womb. 138:14. I will praise thee, for thou art fearfully magnified. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. 138:15. My bone is not hidden from thee, which thou hast made in secret, and my substance in the lower parts of the earth. 138:16. Day eyes did see my imperfect being, and in thy book all shall be written. Days shall be formed, and no one in them. 138:17. But to me thy friends, O God, are made exceedingly honorable. Their principality is exceedingly strengthened. 138:18. I will number them, and they shall be multiplied above the sand. I rose up and am still with thee. 138:19. If thou wilt kill the wicked, O God, ye man of blood, depart from me. 138:20. Because you say in thought, they shall receive thy cities in vain. Because you say in thought, etc. Depart from me, you wicked, who plot against the servants of God, and think to cast them out of the cities of their habitation, as if they have received them in vain, and to no purpose. 138:21. Have I not hated them, O Lord, that hated thee, and pine away because of thy enemies? 138:22. I have hated them with a perfect hatred, and they are become enemies to me. I have hated them, not with an hatred of malice, but a zeal for the observance of God's commandments, which Esau were despised by the wicked, who are to be considered enemies to God. 138:23. Prove me, O God, and know my heart. Examine me, and know my paths. 138:24. And see if there be in me the way of iniquity, and lead me in the eternal way. Psalms chapter 139. Reap me, thou mine. Prepare to be delivered from the wicked. 139:1. Unto the end, a psalm of David. 139:2. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Rescue me from the unjust man. 139:3. Who have devised iniquities in their hearts. All the day long they design battles. 139:4. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. The venom of asps is under their lips. 139:5. Keep me, O Lord, from the hand of the wicked, and from unjust men deliver me, who have proposed to supplant my steps. 139:6. The proud have hidden the net for me, and they have stretched out cords for a snare. They have laid for me a stumbling block by the wayside. 139:7. I said to the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear, O Lord, the voice of my supplication. 139:8. O Lord, Lord, the strength of my salvation. Thou hast overshadowed my head in the day of battle. 139:9. Give me not up, O Lord, from my desire to the wicked. They have plotted against me. Do not thou forsake me, lest they should triumph. 139:10. The head of them compassing me about, the labor of their lips shall overwhelm them. 139:11. Burning coals shall fall upon them. Thou wilt cast them down into the fire. In miseries they shall not be able to stand. 139:12. A man full of tongue shall not be established in the earth. Evil shall catch the unjust man unto destruction. 139:13. I know that the Lord will do justice to the needy, and will revenge the poor. 139:14. But as for the just, they shall give glory to thy name, and the upright shall dwell with thy countenance. Psalms chapter 140. Damine, clamavi, prepare against sinful words, and deceitful flatterers. A psalm of David. 140:1. I have cried to thee, O Lord, hear me. Hearken to my voice, when I cry to thee. 140:2. Let my prayer be directed as incense in thy sight, the lifting up of my hands, as evening sacrifice. 140:3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and a door round about my lips. 140:4. Incline not my heart to evil words, to make excuses and sins, with men that work iniquity, and I will not communicate with the choicest of them. 140:5. The just man shall correct me in mercy, and shall reprove me. But let not the oil of the sinner fatten my head, for my prayer shall still be against the things with which they are well pleased. Let not the oil of the sinner, etc. That is, the flattery, or deceitful praise Dodabed, for my prayer, etc. So far from coveting their praises, who are never well pleased but with things that are evil, I shall continually pray to be preserved from such things as they are delighted with. 140:6. Their judges falling upon the rock have been swallowed up. They shall hear my words, for they have prevailed. Their judges, etc. Their rulers, or chiefs, quickly vanish and perish, like ships dashed against the rocks, and swallowed up by the waves. Let them then hear my words, for they are powerful and will prevail. Or, as it is in the Hebrew, for they are sweet. 140:7. As when the thickness of the earth is broken up upon the ground, our bones are scattered by the side of hell. 140:8. But to thee, O Lord, Lord, are my eyes. In thee have I put my trust, take not away my soul. 140:9. Keep me from the snare which they have laid for me, and from the stumbling blocks of them that work iniquity. 140:10. The wicked shall fall in his net. I am alone until I pass. I am alone, etc. Singularly protected by the Almighty, until I pass all their nets and snares.